back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be with you this Tuesday, February 11th. And today, we get to talk with some great guests. We are joining us by phone today is the Reverend Robert Ron from Lutheran Heritage Foundation Missions. Good morning, Pastor Ron.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here on the phone today. And looking forward to talking with you about the Lutheran Heritage Foundation Missions. Also joining us in studio today, Reverend Nicholas Salafu. He's a pastor of Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. Good morning, Pastor Salafu.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to have you in studio with us this morning. Now, how are you liking this weather here?
Very bad.
It's very cold.
Very cold.
he should be in Milwaukee, where it's real cold.
Actually, I was there last Sunday. It was very cold. Yes.
it's about, what, 8 below this morning, I think, in Wisconsin, is it not?
You're
in Milwaukee area?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cold there this morning. So this is, Pastor Salafu, this is probably a lot different than what you're used to at home,
yeah.
Huh? Well, Pastor Ron, tell us about Lutheran Heritage Foundation Missions and what's been going on with the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana and Pastor Salafu's work as well.
Well, I can talk about the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, and Nicholas, he can fill us in on some of the results of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation work in the area of translation and publishing.
Wonderful.
That's our main work. The mission of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation is to translate, publish, distribute, and introduce Lutheran confessional writings that help build the church. And I guess we can look at Ghana as a place where some of that fruit is seen, as we often do. We start off with the Luther Small Catechism in many instances, and we sometimes will start just with the Enchiridion, the first part of the catechism, and then after that's in use, we publish all the catechism with the questions and answers. So we've done that now in 70 different languages, the catechism alone, and over the 21 years of our history, we've published a total of 694 different titles, and before the week is out, maybe that'll be 700. We never know where another book is going to be published. So one of the things we did is we published the catechism for the Lutheran Church of Ghana and for Nicholas, and he has used it, and it's been very successful for him.
Translating into all these languages sounds like a very arduous task. How do you go about doing that? How do you gather the resources and the people to the talent to do that?
Well, if there's a Lutheran church in existence, it's not too difficult. But sometimes you have to raise up translators, put them to the test, see if they're capable, and line up some folks who can serve as reviewers and linguists and make sure that the translation is as accurate as possible. Our work started actually in Russia. That's where we went when the wall came down and knew that there was interest in learning English as a second language among the Russians. And so we published a side-by-side edition of the New Testament in English and Russian. And as we gathered together our translators, our Russian translator was a nominal Russian Orthodox member at one time and had drifted away. And by the time he finished translating the catechism and parts of the Book of Concord, he became a Lutheran. And not only did he become a Lutheran, but pretty much his entire family became Lutheran. And he happened to live in Riga, Latvia, and was stationed there. His father was stationed there with the military, and so he helped start a Russian-speaking congregation in Riga, Latvia, about 10 years ago, which is still flourishing.
Wow.
So that's one story of a translator that we brought in, but in many cases, if the Lutheran Church does exist, then we have access to those translators.
Now, you mentioned that the most common literature that's the piece that's translated is the Small Catechism. What other things do you translate as well?
Well, another popular work we've found is, and I think we've translated that in the Kusal language, which is the language of Ghana, is a Child's Garden of Bible Stories. That's probably Concordia Publishing House's most popular selling book that they have. And so we found that by translating and publishing that in different languages, it's not only something that the children are interested in, but adults as well. I recall having translated that and publishing that in Russian, and in St. Petersburg, when I visited on one occasion, we distributed a Child's Garden of Bible Stories in a public school to 700 students and teachers, which, of course, you wouldn't probably be able to do now, but it just shows you the interest on the part of children and adults in that particular book. And so we go from a Child's Garden of Bible Stories all the way through the theological works and books that many pastors use at the seminary, all the way through the Book of Concord. And our next big project is going to be to publish the Book of Concord in the Amharic language of Ethiopia. We already published the Book of Concord in that language in Ethiopia, but we only published it a limited copy, and now the church would like a copy for every pastor. They don't have it right now, and there are 8,000 Lutheran pastors, so we're looking at a project of some 10,000 copies being printed at a cost of around $100,000, and so that's going to be one of our major projects that's coming up in the next year.
Wow, those are some big projects. Nicholas, what is the language from your community in Ghana?
There are 45 languages in Ghana, and my language is Kusal, K-U-S-A-A-L. It's one of the 45.
45 different languages. How does that, how do you have to go about your work as a pastor with 45 different languages? Does it make it challenging?
Oh, it is challenging, but then I am blessed to know at least 5 languages. Mm-hmm. And with these 5 languages, wherever I go in Ghana, I'll be able to communicate with somebody. And then besides, I work in an area mm-hmm. which is limited to one language group, the Kusal. That's the area where I work.
I see.
Yes.
And how has the work of Lutheran Heritage Foundation been helpful to your work as a pastor in Ghana?
I'll begin by saying God's work done in God's way will never lack his supply. Austin Taylor said that. When I was in the university several years ago, I started translating the Luther's Small Catechism mm-hmm. into Kusal language. I went on and went on. And when I was about to finish, I gave up because I said, after doing all this, how is it going to be printed? Mm. But God being so good, when I came to the seminary in St. Louis, through a church in Bridgeton, mm-hmm. Trinity Lutheran Church, somebody introduced Reverend Ron to me, Robert Ron. And then he mentioned Lutheran Heritage Foundation, which I've never heard before. Yeah, so eventually Dr. Ron came to visit me in the seminary, mm-hmm. and I explained and I showed him what I had done. He was impressed and said, Nicholas, we'll see how best to help you. Mm-hmm. It didn't take long. He called and he called, and they came in to assist us with the publication of the Luther's Small Catechism.
So as a student at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, you translated the Luther Small Catechism into your language
yes.
to take it back home with you.
Yes.
And you had the support of Lutheran Heritage Foundation for publication of that.
Yes.
So you were when you went back home, were you able to take the Small Catechism with you and share it with people in your church and in your community?
they are being used by, I would say, everybody.
Wow.
Muslims are using it because we have a school, and the Muslim parents come to the school to ask for copies, mm-hmm. and we give it to them. Catholics use them. Assemblies of God use them. Virtually everybody in the community uses the smart catechism.
Wow.
Because so, Nicholas, I don't remember where we published that. Did we publish it in Ghana or did we publish it in Bangkok?
In Thailand. It was published in Thailand, not in Ghana, yeah.
So that's how we worked in that situation. Normally we try to publish the book in the country of the language, but... Mm-hmm. We have an excellent printer that we use in Bangkok, Thailand, and he's oftentimes able to print a book cheaper in his print shop and ship it than what we can get at the price in the country of the language. So in Ghana's case, that's what we did. We had it printed in Bangkok and shipped it to Ghana. As a matter of fact, isn't there a book being received just at this time in your country that we published in Bangkok?
Pardon me?
Is it the Child's Garden of Bible Stories?
Yes. Now, I've just come in. After translating the small catechism, mm-hmm. we went on to do more translations.
Wow.
We translated the Child's Garden of Bible Stories. It had been published and printed in Thailand. We also translated the Augsburg Confession. It has also been printed. We also translated, we translated a Lutheran service book. We used the five settings in the LSB. We combined them and made two settings, one for communion mm-hmm. and one for service without communion. And all these have been printed for us by Lutheran Heritage Foundation in Thailand. They are being used. In fact, apart from the small catechism, the rest have just arrived in Ghana.
Wow.
They have just arrived. But the small catechism was used all over the whole country. The copies were almost finished, but I had to restrict the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So we are revising it, the small catechism. And when it's revised, we'll print more copies, and then we send it to people who like to use them.
Sure. Well, I want to hear more about the work that you're doing in Ghana in just a little bit. We need to take a short break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with Reverend Robert Rahn from Lutheran Heritage Foundation and Reverend Nicholas Salafu, pastor in Ghana. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to liberal theologian Bishop John Shelby Spong about the Gospel of John and Jewish mysticism. We'll discuss God's calling for children with Deaconess Mary Murby, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker teach a Sunday school lesson on Onesimus and Philemon.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Following a sellout event last year, Grace Place Lutheran Wellness Ministries will hold its fourth annual Soup for the Soul fundraiser Sunday, February 16th, 4 to 7 p.m. at St. John Church in Ellisville. Enjoy soups, breads, and desserts from over 20 of St. Louis's premier restaurants at this family-friendly event. Tickets are available online at graceplacewellness.org, by calling the office at 314-842-3077, or at the door.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Reverend Robert Ron of Lutheran Heritage Foundation and also Reverend Nicholas Salafu, pastor in Ghana. And before we went to break, Pastor Salafu, we were talking about the small catechism provided through and published through Lutheran Heritage Foundation that you had a part in working on translating and how that was so widely received in Ghana. How many churches are you involved with in Ghana?
Currently, I'm involved in 12 churches.
12 churches.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to children, we've talked about the small catechism and Child's Garden of Bible stories as well. Looking at how these are to be used, quite often they're used with families or maybe in schools. Do you have a Lutheran school in your area as well?
We have.
How long ago did that start?
The school was started in 2012 in September. The children are quite young, but mm-hmm. they can read the small catechism in my language.
So they're using the small catechism in the school. And tell us more about the school. How did the school get started, since it's fairly new? Tell us a little bit about the history of the school.
Now, excuse me. We started the church in 1985, mm-hmm. and we started a school just in the church. But that school couldn't run for a very long time. We handed over to the government because we couldn't pay the teachers. So we left it for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2012, we started another school actually on my property. And this now is like, it's a private school, private Lutheran school, where we have volunteers who come to teach. But unlike the first school where parents paid nothing, this school parents pay a token fee of about $10. And then by the grace of God, Children's Christian Concern Society, mm-hmm. CCCS, Lead a Child, they've come to support us, so we're able to give the teachers a salary that can help them to some extent.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Lead a Child and Lutheran Heritage Foundation have all been a part of this. Tell us about how has Ghana Harvest been a part of the work that you do in Ghana?
Ghana Harvest, Mr. Ferrer sitting here, he is the brain behind Ghana Harvest. I call him my American father. He call him his African son. He actually is the brain behind Ghana Harvest. Now, when I came here to study, along the line, my scholarship was canceled because there was no money.
Hmm.
And then by the grace of God, through the president of the seminary, Dr. Meyer, I got to know Mr. Ferrer, and then he supported my education till I completed. So when I completed, he got to know that virtually in Ghana, pastors are not supported, churches are not supported, they depend on themselves. So he had the idea of starting something.
Mm-hmm.
He worked very hard personally, and eventually he had a team of people who supported him, and he set up Ghana Harvest. So they receive little funds from people, and these funds are sent directly to us in Ghana, and these funds are used basically in building chapels, supporting the leadership training and all activities in the church.
Hmm.
Ghana Harvest, I would say without Ghana Harvest, the churches that we are building now, they wouldn't have been what they are now.
And tell us about the churches that you have now. You mentioned that you are connected with 12 churches.
Yes.
In Ghana. Are these fairly new congregations, or have they been around for a long time?
The newest church was established 2 years ago, but mm-hmm. the rest have been in existence, some even 30 years. Yeah.
What does it mean for you to be a pastor in Ghana, to bring this gospel of Jesus Christ to people in your home country and in your own community?
For me, I find it as a blessing to share the gospel with people,
mm-hmm.
because it was through a missionary, an LCMS missionary, that I became a Christian. I never thought I'd become a Christian. Not at all. Because my parents were idol worshippers. sacrificing chicken and so on. Then they became Muslims, praying five times a day. So eventually, when I came into contact with this LCMS missionary and introduced me to the gospel to me, I found great hope. I found peace in my heart. I found joy every day. So I know that anyone who is not a Christian has no hope, he has no peace, he has no joy. And if I have hope, and I have joy, I have peace, why not share with somebody else?
Reverend Ron, to hear from our friends in Ghana, to hear from Pastor Salafu that the gospel is so important for them, what does it mean for you and the work of those at Lutheran Heritage Foundation?
Well, it's a confirmation that the work we're doing is important. It's bringing the word of truth to people, and the Spirit of God is at work. And as Thomas Brooks, an old missionary, once said, books may preach when the author cannot, or when the author may not, or when the author dare not, or which is more, when the author is not. So the importance of preaching is one thing, and the importance of printing is another thing. And I might add that there are two books that are just coming off the presses right now, being delivered in South and Central America, is the Spanish Bible with the Catechism, our third edition of that volume. And that is being distributed with the help of the Lutheran Hour Ministries. And another project that we jointly caused to be printed through the help of the Lutheran Hour Ministries is the Arabic Catechism that was just delivered a couple of weeks ago. And so these two volumes are volumes that have been long awaited by individuals who are working with Spanish-speaking people and people who are working with Arabic-speaking people, the Muslim population in the United States here and in Lebanon.
It sounds like your work to bring the gospel of Jesus to people all around the world in every language really takes a lot of partnerships. With just about a minute left, can you tell us a little bit about how those who are listening today might be able to partner with Lutheran Heritage Foundation's foundation? Go ahead.
We enjoy working with the Ghana Harvest. That's one of the groups that supports us, and at least in terms of promotion of our work. And if people are interested in seeing what it is we're doing, we have a website that is usually updated quite frequently as to what our work is doing, and that website is www.lhfmissions.org. And if you want to get a brief look at what the mission of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation is doing, that would give you a good overview.
We've been talking with Reverend Robert Ron of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation and Reverend Nicholas Salafu, pastor at Ghana Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. Pastor Salafu, good to have you in studio today.
Thank you very much.
And Reverend Ron, good to have you on phone today.
Thank you kindly.
Thanks so much for being our guest. Coming up in the next hour, we'll study God's Word. We're going to get into John chapter 2, I believe. John chapter 4, I mean, verses 7 through 26. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.